Hi, my name is Roland, and I will tell you a story which is quite personal. It's I guess the biggest key moment in my life was the moment when my mother died, or I wasn't there at this moment, but the fact that she died when I was a child. I was 9 years old. My younger sister, she was 3, and my older brother, he was around 14. And I guess of course the death of someone close by, a loved one, is always, I think, has a big impact on you. But also as a child, it was of course it was a big loss to lose your mother. A mother is of course we all had our father, but I think a mother is, again, maybe the closest person you have. And I remember that my father asked me whether I wanted to come to the hospital when she was at the hospital. It was she died of In the end, she died of cancer, but it was a very fast process. I think it was only a matter of a couple of months, and it was. So there was a situation over a couple of weeks that she was in a hospital, and we visited her from time to time. And I think I stayed a lot with a friend's family. And one time my father asked again whether I wanted to come to visit her. And by that weekend or whatever, I wanted rather to play with my friend. And then when my father came back the other day, he told me that my mother died. And of course, I also felt it was a lesson for me that often when someone dies, and I have the feeling that one of the natural reactions is to feel some sort of guilt about things that you haven't said or things you have said or done to each other, or. And I, as a child, I had this feeling of guilt to not go to visit my mother for the last time, because I didn't know it would be the last time. But it's not such a big point. I have the feeling it's one of the natural situations, reactions. And always when I grew up, I had the feeling, well, somehow I had the feeling that I could cope with the death of my mother somehow in a good way. I was talking to people about it. Somehow I always had the feeling that I was coping with it. And but now looking back, when I got older, sometimes I have the feeling that of course it has had an impact in ways of that it formed my personality in some ways. That, for example, I'm always. Though I always thought I'm an optimistic person, sometimes I see possibilities how things could get worse, or I see danger in everyday life, or and I always see the problems rather than the opportunities. And now being a parent on my own, it's really interesting now that when you step up in the generation game, and now you get a parent and there's the next generation. Now again, I have a different view, or another view again on this topic, because for example, right now I'm older than the age of my mother when she died, and it's a very strange thought. It's really, or also it's. Some years ago, I passed this mark that it's already a long time ago that I'm longer on the world on Earth without my mother than with my mother. And it's I'm not telling all of this because of self-pity or something like this. It's more like I sometimes imagine what it must be like if you know that you have a deadly. Some people die of accidents, they don't have a chance to think of anything. But if you, for example, if you get a diagnosis that you have to die in a couple of weeks, and it's sometimes I wonder how to deal with this, how to if you have children, how to, you can try to, what can you give to them? What is lasting? What is, it's a strange thought, because I remember I was 9 years old and my mother is somehow vanishing in my memories. Of course I know what she looked like. I remember that we had some sort of audio cassette where her voice was on by accident. I don't know, it was maybe some Christmas singing, but I couldn't find this cassette anymore. And it's strange, like when you grow up as a child, I think the memory is really, there are so much new things that you learn and that you experience, so the memory is constantly vanishing. And yes, now having a six-year-old child, sometimes I think if I would die today, I know that the memories are vanishing. It's but it's that's the way the world goes. And so yeah, how can I make a point of this key moment? I have the feeling now, being a parent, that I have to face this this key moment of my life again on a different stage, and on the one hand to cherish what my mother gave to me and what she gave to my siblings. Yeah, and then again to be thankful to be thankful that she was there. Yeah. I think that's it.